All right, it is the wake-up call, 106.5 The End. Everyone's good? And by that, Katie, you're all right? Just, I honestly, maybe some other time. Maybe tomorrow we'll bring up what happened today, because I don't want to gross everybody out. And we're all good, though?
Yes.
All right. All right. All right. All right. It is, I don't even know what time it is. Hang on. It is 5:42. Mondays on the wake-up call. Let's just go back to the plan we had. Mondays on the wake-up call, we like to do misconnections. Misconnections from Craigslist, where people go and love crosses, well, potential love crosses their path, and then keeps on walking. Can't find that person? You go to Craigslist, you post on misconnections, and here we are. So the wake-up call misconnections. This one is titled Easter 2013 Walmart.
Whoa. Mm.
Woman for a man. Starts off with the obvious. It's been a few years.
Sure.
But it was Easter when I saw you by random chance. Unnecessary words there. All meetings like this are at random chance, right? It says, you were with what seemed to be your father having a deep conversation as you were shopping. I believe you noticed me as well. You were very tall. Yum. You had a suit on. Yum, yum. And I don't believe you are from around here. There's no yums there.
Oh.
You were dark complicated.
Uh-huh.
I think it's complected.
Sure.
It's a mistake. You were dark complected. I had a child with me. I have very, 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 very long hair. You are the most beautiful being I could ever lay eyes on. And I still think that somehow I will see you again, even if it has been 4 years and it may take four more. I can wait for you.
Wow.
I think that more people, when they say something nice to somebody else, should couple it with a slogan from a company.
Yeah.
Like, you look good today. Yum.
Or like, how about, wow, you look sexy. Eat fresh. Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I put a happy tone on that.
Not sure, Jason. Just do it.
It said she had a child with her.
Yeah.
Let's hope it was hers. Or somebody she knows.
I'm assuming.
Not somebody she wrapped up in that web of long hair and just kidnapped.
Well, when did Walmart hand out, when did they stop handing out random children like shopping carts?
In the 80s.
Oh, so then 2013, yeah, would have had it in her own. Yeah.
If you guys
however, it was Easter.
Oh.
Oh, what do you mean? Like maybe she found
Walmart,
it?
I Googled it. Okay. Walmart in 2013 had a special Easter promotion where they? With every purchase of $25 or more, you got a human being.
Yeah. Wow.
A young one.
That
you can mold into whoever you want.
Did they vet people and determine whether or not they could like handle a child or is just
they started to and then
and while supplies last.
They said no, there's not enough time. Right. Lines are getting too long.
Sure.
You know?
Wow.
So just like, hey, you look like you're trustworthy.
Yeah, here you go.
Have a baby.
Happy Easter.
But yeah. I don't know this to be fact, and I know that it was Easter. You'll say it was Easter, and that was the reason, but I'm fairly certain anyone wearing a suit in Walmart is corporate. They have to be, right? They have to be.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You just have to reach out to walmart.corporate.com
yeah,
and just
true.
Be like,
however,
who's the tallest
again,
guy you have on staff? You ask him that. That's your man.
Once again, it was Easter.
Well, that, yeah. So
more
people
church.
Are going to be wearing suits.
It's one of the only days you wear your suit to church.
Yeah, that is true. And then to Walmart.
And then what do you do after church? You go to Walmart.
Right.
Like everybody.
And then you watch the great Lord above roll back prices.
Exactly.
See what I mean?
Yeah, well, they've
is risen, not at Walmart.
He is
price
lowered.
Is low.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So many questions. Yum. All
yes.
Right, Katie, what do you got for us? Misconnections here on the Wake Up Call.
This is titled Maple Syrup Guy. It is a woman for a man. Why are you already laughing?
I'm looking at something else.
Okay.
Hey, one second. Focus over here.
Maple syrup guy, woman for a man. Hey.
Hey.
To the guy at the post office who offered to buy me a pancake and then picked up a package of broken maple syrup bottles, you made my morning. I explained that I made the fatal error of getting involved in a multi-level syrup scheme, and you said I was not the first. To think I paid so much for broken bottles of syrup. I can't sell these. Now I have no inventory. But at least I did get a smile from you and an offer of breakfast. If you remember me, the syrup girl, LOL, please respond.
You like it when men hit on you.
Well, sure.
What if a guy says, I want to buy you a pancake?
And you're not
at a restaurant. You're at, let's say, a bank.
Okay. And I want to buy you.
Or a post office.
I want to buy you a pancake.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in.
A really? Pancake. Because that says, I can tell you're hungry, but you know what? I know you probably, you keep that figure, you never have more than one pancake.
Yes, I like
flattering.
That. And you know what? I mean, you could say, do you want to have dinner? But that's so basic. I like the specificity.
Yeah.
Specificity?
Specificity.
Okay. Exactly what I can order, okay? And no more, no less.
Let me buy you a burger.
Just one
burger.
Well, but with burger, are there fries included in that? Then things are getting convoluted.
Not when
if
I buy it.
You tell me a pancake. I know what I'm going in for. Yeah.
But this, I know what you're gonna bring up.
The multi-level syrup marketing scheme.
Yeah, it's like a Ponzi scheme. It's called an Anchimomsy scheme. it's very similar. Where you you say like I'll have. You know, pancakes, and they give you enough, and then you hand them to your friends, and you get more. And next thing you know, you're just giving everyone syrup off. And next thing you know, you run out of syrup.
If you're giving them away, you're doing it wrong.
No.
Right. You got to sell it.
You need to sell it and get other people to start selling so that you can get some of their sweet, sweet syrup money.
And it's not just sell it. You have to sell the program. You know, you can sell a bottle of syrup, or you could sell them
the lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Yeah. Imagine making $500,000 a year from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Right. You know what? Our fun's not as sticky as you'd like.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not just syrup, though. There's a lot of like small food item and beverages.
Like what?
There's, I know my
ketchup
cousin,
connection.
My cousin went bankrupt on a powdered iced tea mix scheme.
Whoa.
That's sad.
That is sad.
And she went into it thinking, he.
And that's the way he'll stay because his money had been saved to trans.
You know, right.
So he's still a he.
Man.
It was sad. And Lipton is like completely.
You're right. This is sad.
Guys.
And don't fall for it.
Guys, say no to pyramid schemes.
Say yes to syrup.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
The only trusted one, I think, is Oreo.
Pyramid?
Yeah. The Oreo one is fine. That's the safe one.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because everyone's like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And if you Google it, the Oreo scheme.
Get on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah. Those trips they promised you are real. Misconnections on the wake up call. Gavin?
Looking for a special black lady.
Oh.
Man for woman. And there's a picture. I'll tell you what the picture is in a second. I used to date this woman named Sherry. She live in Sacatempo. She has 3 kids. 2 of them have kids. And then she moved to a Fairfield nursing. She's to come over and visit and don't grow always to hang out at my house and watch TV. Shut up, punk rock music. She likes a regular or anything. She's really, really, really pretty. And she's tall. Then if you know this woman, please tell her to contact me. My name is Joseph, and I lives in Elk Grove. And she used to take care of a woman. She was a caregiver. She used to drive a Porsche.
Okay.
Make it stop.
You know, at first, I wasn't sure if he was just describing his dream woman or if this was an actual woman.
It's very specific.
An angel sent from heaven, if you will.
Sherry?
From where?
She used to work in Elk Grove.
But she started off in Sacatempo.
Oh, Sacatempo.
She lived in Sacatempo.
Oh, that's different.
Sacatempo. Sacatempo.
I'm glad that he made it clear that she did not go to a nursing home.
No, she's a nurse.
She's a nurse. Okay.
She drives a Porsche.
It is It is amazing the context you picked up on. I just heard a lot of sounds. I assume some of them were words.
She used to come over to his house, I guess, and watch TV.
Okay.
I don't really know why, but to go over the picture that is included with this, I know this is visual, but one picture the gentleman has his shirt off, one picture the gentleman has a shirt on. The shirt off picture, he spices it up still with a bandana on his head. So he looks like a member of the Sons of Anarchy.
Sure.
Because he's all tattoos all the time. The next one, and the bandana, by the way, is all the way down to the bridge of his nose, so you can't really see his eyes. So next one, no bandana, shirt on, necklaces pulled out over top of the shirt so they lay on top.
Sure.
Gentlemen, glass eye. So that might explain some of the grammatical errors.
Oh, okay. I've never tried
to type and close one eye. You're missing half the keyboard.
I thought you were going to say it would explain why she was at his house because she was doing nursing.
For him?
Well, yeah. You know, you got to.
I don't think you need a nurse.
You got to rehab that eye.
I don't think so.
Learn to blink again.
I would say it's more of an explanation for the typing. Because close one eye. And it's kind of hard to not change the sound of your voice if you close one eye.
I was trying.
For some reason, it makes you talk like this.
It's a really random reference. Katie's not going to get it.
I'm trying to type on the keyboard.
Well, sure.
I can't see A through.
Well, just so you know, Gavin has.
A through F.
You have the wrong side of your head turned. If you had one eye, you would probably put the good eye on the keyboard.
Okay.
Not you.
Okay.
You are the other one.
No, I did the exact same thing. For some reason, I closed one eye and then turned my bad eye, my glass
away
eye.
From the keyboard.
That's because you're new at this.
I turned towards the.
You're new at this.
Gavin.
And if you read me one or two, I heard the character. You won't know who this is. I heard Jar Jar Binks.
Just for the first one, she won't get that. If he was just like, Misa live in Sacramento. Yeah.
Amazing.
I do know that reference.
And it sucks.
Wow. It was like some sort of like if a lizard and a rabbit and a baby.
That was kind of racist too.
Sure.
That's kind of how it was explained in the third movie.
Yeah. The Wake Up Call.